Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Deborah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you living?
I'm in Tipperary.
Yeah. Is the sun shining there like it's shining here?
It's absolutely gorgeous, oh, yeah.
And are you from America or did you just spend a lot of time there?
No, I grew up there in Michigan, but I'm from Dublin. So,
if I needed to do one thing in Michigan, what would I do? One place to visit or one thing? One thing. I'm only going to be there for one day.
Traverse City.
Say it again?
Traverse City. It's a beautiful, beautiful city up north on the lake, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful wine country, and definitely worth it.
I like the sound of that. Okay, Michigan. And you're living here how long now?
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, did back you, 10 years.
Did you follow a man?
No, he followed me.
He followed you?
Yeah. I have the American husband, my souvenir.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, well, look, we're not talking about that, obviously. We're here to talk about the kind of pertaining to the last piece about the river and Waterford and so on. And it was the man with the broken leg that caught your ear.
It was, yeah. I broke my leg last year playing roller derby. And It was really difficult mentally, and I kind of, just when I heard that, I felt, oh my gosh, you know, I could have been that guy. And I felt like, you know, everybody's focused on the physical recovery, but nobody gives you any help mentally, and it is really tough. Like, I mean, you lose your freedom, and it's a really hard situation to be in, and everybody's so focused on getting these bones fixed that nobody really thinks about how you're coping mentally.
Well, let me go back two steps. First of all, I don't know what a roller derby is. It like roller skates or?
Yeah, it's a full contact sport played on roller skates.
Oh.
And it's absolutely brilliant, really great fun. It's usually women who play, but now there's more and more men playing.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, yeah, it's kind of like rugby on skates.
Oh.
it's great crack. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, well, there would be no huge surprise there that there might be a broken leg involved along the way.
Yeah, it's a very common injury. Very common.
And do you play that in Tipperary?
Yeah, I did. I'm still not back to normal, unfortunately. I had surgery again Friday.
Oh, okay. That was a bad break.
Yeah.
What was the nature of the break? Because you're probably totally up to speed with the medical terminology now.
Yeah, so. It was a tib-fib fracture. So I broke my tibia once and my fibia twice.
Right,
so
that was intense.
Yeah, it was tough. It wasn't that bad pain-wise. In, you know, the physical side of things, you know, was manageable. But, it was just a huge shock mentally. I have 3 kids and, you know, trying to deal with them and being in a wheelchair, and it was tough, you know.
Do you know, you're not the first person. I've heard this before about people when they have that life-changing leg break, and people think they broke their leg, and they kind of write it off and say, you know, it's like they got a scratch, or, you know, no one thinks that it's psychological, is what I'm saying. No one thinks it's emotional.
Yeah.
But you're saying that's not the case.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very emotional. I mean, I think for the first few weeks, everybody's super helpful. And, you know, my teammates were amazing. They'd come over and cook meals and wash my floor and mind the kids and that kind of thing. But, you know, you're in a cast for a good 8 weeks and you can't do much. And, you know, people's lives move on and they have things to do. And eventually you're just kind of stuck there. And I'm out in the country, you know, and I couldn't drive. And, you know, I was reliant on other people for everything. And, you know, my husband works long hours, and it was huge. It was a huge toll on our marriage. You know, as a parent, you know, just not being able to pick up the little guy. And, you know, it was just emotionally draining.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just felt wrecked, you know.
Yeah.
And just when I heard that guy there, I was like, oh, my gosh, I can totally relate. I mean, maybe he had other things going on as well, but when you break your leg, I can imagine that would really send someone who's already having issues over the edge, you know, literally, I guess.
Yeah. It's that bad. I mean, you say, you know, it caused a strain in your family scenario. How does the broken leg get that far into
you? It's just you can't do anything. I mean, you know, even having a shower is like such a huge ordeal, you know, wrapping the thing up, and you need help for everything, getting up the stairs, getting up in the morning, you know, and you just have to try and put on a normal face that everything's fine, and you don't want to complain about mental side of things when you're already such a drain on people physically.
Yeah. So you're on your own,
and
really,
the last
aren't you?
Thing, yeah, you kind of are. And the last thing anybody wants to hear is how you're miserable on top of, you know, them helping you with everything. And so you're kind of left in your head, you know. And I just thought, gosh, you know, it would have been lovely to have a kind of psych consult when you're getting discharged to the hospital and saying, you know, you might have to deal with this. And, you know, people just don't think of the mental side of things, you know.
Yeah, well, you've certainly reminded us of that now. And, yeah, thank you for that, Deborah.
Sure.
Mushrooms or not mushrooms?
Oh, I like mushrooms.
Get off my show. Get out of my show. Take your stupid American mushrooms and get out of my sight. America's stupid country, anyway. Deborah, it's been lovely talking to you. Look after yourself, won't you?
Okay, will do. Thanks, Ryan.
See you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.